Good afternoon. It is great to be here. You know, in politics and in this building in general, we often have these moments where we kind of wish we could go back to a certain moment. We wish we could go back to a moment when Proposition 13 maybe was on the ballot and we had a chance to maybe do things a little bit differently. There's a moment where we had different opportunities at funding schools and we wish we could have done things differently. This is a moment we find ourselves, and I think Ash Kalra, our great labor chair, did a good job of talking about this. We find ourselves at a moment where we hold the cards. The Supreme Court of this state gave us all the cards in our hands. And they said that we as a state respect workers and we as a state respect workers' rights. So for us in our body, in our institution, for us, the opportunity that we have is to continue to make sure that this state stands up for workers. This Supreme Court decision allowed us to do that. And this piece of legislation, AB 5, allows us to make sure we solidify that, that we put that into law and we make sure that all of those rights are permanent. But we know that we can't do that alone. We know that we need all of you, all of your support behind us. You know, there's something amazing about the gig economy, the disruption economy. They use a lot of really cute words basically to describe the same old shit that they've been doing for a really long time. People keep acting like they've invented new things. It's the same old thing. It's about corporations trying to oppress workers. And when you hear about folks talking about the new economy, the gig economy, the innovation economy, it's feudalism all over again. That's all it is. So for us, this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity to make sure that we stand up for all of you and that we undo all of this, these mental games that these folks have been playing on us for way too long. We're not going to allow that. We're going to pass AB 5 and we're going to make sure the governor signs it. Thank you very much.